Champion, presented by Consumer Cellular. Here are our three finalists. A user experience librarian from Chicago, Illinois, Emma Betcher. A professional sports gambler from Las Vegas, Nevada, James Holzhauer. And an 11th grade physics teacher from New Paltz, New York, Francois Barco. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are, the two-game total point final, with the player accumulating the most points at the end of tomorrow's game going home with $250,000. Now, I know some of you may have been running some kind of a Jeopardy fantasy league. Did your three selections wind up being Emma, James, and Francois? They have played brilliantly so far. So, let's see if they can keep it going today and tomorrow. Good luck. Here we go. Categories are a writer's life for me, followed by synonyms for black, then the new news, transportation terms, British history, and you'll love this one, movie monsters. Francois, you start.
Transportation terms for 600.
Landing a plane in this, an airflow that hits broadside, can be challenging as seen here. James.
The crosswind.
Correct.
British history, 1,000.
This liberal man was 84 in 1894 when he stepped down after his fourth and final time as Prime Minister of Great Britain. James.
Was Gladstone.
William Gladstone, correct.
History 8.
On September 30th, 1888, Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes both ran afoul of this terrible man in London. James.
Was Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
History 6.
British colonies granted independence following World War II included India in 1947 and this nearby island in 1948. James.
What is Sri Lanka?
Yeah.
Writer's life for me, 1,000.
This tough guy detective writer also wrote a novel for children called The Day the Sea Rolled Back. And his name is Mickey Spillane. James, back to you.
Writer 8.
Answer. Early double. You're off to a great start. How unusual.
3,000, please.
All right. Echoing the title character of a book by his great uncle, he assumed the surname Melmoth after leaving prison in 1897. James?
Who is Dumas?
No, who is Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde. So we have a three-way tie once again, and the Daily Double is done with. Go.
Transportation 1,000.
This seven-letter activity is the K in the WKA, an association excited about going 100 miles per hour, 1 inch off the ground. And that would be karting. James, back to you.
Transportation 8.
A horse rented out for riding is known as this, also a slang term for a taxi driver. James.
What's a hack?
Good.
Monsters 1,000.
The Thing, about a shape-shifting alien menace crash-landing on Earth, takes place in this desolate region. James.
What is Antarctica?
That's it.
Monsters 8.
The Gill Man is a prehistoric beast from the Amazon in this 1954 movie. James?
What is the creature from the Black Lagoon?
You got it.
Monster 6.
In the Conjuring film franchise, a vintage doll with this title name serves as a conduit for evil. James?
What is Annabelle?
Yeah.
The New News, 1,000?
You can anonymously leak info to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists via this three-letter secure browser. Emma?
What is Tor?
Tor, T-O-R. You're right.
Synonyms, 1,000.
Residue of coal tar distillation used to pave roads and waterproof roofs. James.
What is pitch?
Pitch is correct.
Black 8.
The RAF's Gloucester Meteor, for example. James.
What's a jet?
Yes.
New News 8.
The pros at this independent nonprofit online newsroom have won several Pulitzers for their work. Emma?
What is ProPublica?
Correct, and that takes you up to 1,800. Takes us into break number one. Stay with us. One of the things we discovered in this year's tournament with regard to our contestants is that many of you were approached by people whose names or backgrounds came up in clues. That happened to you, didn't it, Emma?
Something like that. I mentioned in one of the interviews I gave about how I was singing my favorite musical between games to calm down, and one of the actresses from that show reached out to me to share her memories of watching Jeopardy with her father and congratulate me on the game I played.
That's got to make you feel good.
It felt great.
All right. James Holzhauer is from Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's a big if now, of course, we're very early in day one. If you win this tournament, you will win $250,000 for having competed in four games. That's about $62,000 per game. You averaged in the high 70,000 in your regular matches. How does it feel to be playing in a tournament in which you're asked to take a pay cut if you win it?
You know, a good gambler still keeps his focus even if he's playing in the penny ante game.
With regard to gambling in Las Vegas, are you still into that as much as you were before, or have you grown a little more conservative because of all the monies you've
won? Oh, goodness, no. I still have the app set to bet the max whenever possible.
Oh, really? Okay. Good to have you here. Francois, you had a scary moment in the semifinal yesterday. I alluded to it towards the end of the game. You're an 11th grade physics teacher.
That's right.
And the final Jeopardy clue had to do with physics.
That's right, Alex.
How did you feel about that when it came up?
Well, I knew that it would come up at school when I returned if I didn't get it correct. So I kept thinking over and over again, it's not Pascal, it's not Pascal, it's not Pascal.
Yeah. All right, let's get back into this. Emma has command of the board at the moment.
A writer's life for me, 600.
The German army sent him to the Western Front. And in 1929, he published a novel about it. Emma.
It was Remarque.
Erich Maria Remarque, yes.
The new 600.
An online project with stories about criminal justice is named for this civil rights and Supreme Court icon. James.
Is Thurgood Marshall?
He's the one.
Black 600.
Ancient Egyptians used this four-letter cosmetic to line the eyes. James.
What's Kohl?
Kohl, K-O-H-L, correct.
Black 4.
Five-letter magazine founded in 1945 by John H. Johnson. James.
What is Ebony?
Yeah.
Black 2.
Corvus Corax is the scientific name of this crow cousin. Francois.
What is a raven?
Raven, right.
Writer's life for 4.
John Steinbeck wanted his name taken off lifeboat after seeing the film version directed by this Brit. James.
Who is Hitchcock?
Yes.
Writer 2.
One of the most prolific authors of all time, Barbara Cartland wrote more than 600 books in this genre. James?
What is romance?
Yeah.
The new news 4.
Investigative news is now separate from listicles and quizzes as this site split into two divisions in 2016. Francois?
What is BuzzFeed?
Yes.
British history 4.
In 1981, the bells were ringing for Prince Charles and Diana Spencer, married in this cathedral. James.
What is Westminster Abbey?
No. Emma.
What is St. Paul's?
That's it.
Transportation, 400.
It's the term for weight placed low in a ship to make it more stable and seaworthy. James.
What is ballast?
Good.
Transportation, 2.
It's inserted into the crankcase to check a car's oil level. Francois.
What is a dipstick?
Yeah.
Movie monsters for 4.
This Oscar-winning director's 21st century monster movies include Pacific Rim and Pan's Labyrinth. Emma.
Who's Del Toro?
Guillermo del Toro. Good.
British history 200.
Only two British prime ministers have been born outside the British Isles. Andrew Bonar Law, Canada, and this 2019 arrival, New York City. Francois.
Who is Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
Movie monsters for 2.
In this 1941 monster movie, Lon Chaney Jr. is transformed into the hirsute title character. James.
What is the Wolfman?
Correct. And now the new news. Reporter Ellie Reeve won a Peabody for her report from Charlottesville for this news organization. Correct response. What is Vice? All right, James in the lead with 7,400. Francois on the board with 1,000 in third place, which means, of course, he goes first in Double Jeopardy. as he did in his regular run on Jeopardy. James off to a very quick start. But Francois, you're selecting first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. House painting. Ah. Lawyers, law, and legality. Physics. Uh-oh. Tony-winning roles. Beastly North American geography, and finally, more than 10, we're dealing with teen letter words. Where would you like to start?
House painting for $1,600.
The house in the rear of this Brit's painting, A Bigger Splash, features, of course, a swimming pool. Emma.
It was Hockney.
David Hockney, correct.
Physics, $1,600.
Water seems to defy gravity in this action. The molecule's adhesion to the walls of a tube is stronger than their cohesion. James.
With capillary action.
Correct.
Geography, 16.
A gateway to Dinosaur National Monument is the town of Dinosaur in this state. James.
What is Colorado?
That's it.
Geography, 12.
Answer. Daily Double.
All right, let's try it again. All in.
Okay. This river is the largest tributary of the Columbia, which it joins near Pasco, Washington.
What is the snake?
That's it, yes.
Physics for 12.
Measured in hertz, it's the term for the number of complete waves passing a certain point in a unit of time. Emma.
What is frequency?
Correct.
Physics 2000.
A 1976 paper has one of the first mentions of this model that accounts for three of the universe's four fundamental forces. Francois.
What is a grand unification theorem?
No. James or Emma? What is the standard model? Back to you, Emma.
Physics 8.
About 75% of all chemical elements are in this class of substances, all good conductors because of an abundance of free electrons. Francois.
What are metals?
That's it.
Geography for 2000.
About 40 miles west of Regina, you'll find this Saskatchewan city that sounds like a deer facial bone. James.
What is moose jaw?
Right.
Lawyers for 16.
The Justice Department IDs violations of this 1890 Act. Timed, uniform price hikes by competitors are a sign of collusion. James.
What is the Sherman Antitrust Act?
That's it.
Lawyers, 12.
Answer.
Another daily double. 9,812.
All right, here is the clue. At the Scopes trial, this politician said he'd seen nothing to accept the word of scientists against the inspired word of God.
Who is William Jennings Bryan?
Good.
Lawyers for 2.
This three-word Latin phrase means the thing speaks for itself, but lawyers always seem to keep talking anyway. James.
What is res ipsa loquitur?
Correct.
Tony winning roles, 2.
Mr. Henry Fonda won a Tony as a lieutenant dealing with the boredom of a Navy cargo ship in this play. Francois.
What is Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Teen letter words, 2000.
Be aware, it's the job of one who makes flags. James.
What is vexillologist?
No. Francois.
What is vexillographer?
That's it.
Mm. House painting for 2.
He eschewed more familiar urban scenes, as in his Nighthawks, to paint Vermont Sugar House in 1938. Emma?
Who is Hopper?
Edward Hopper, correct.
Tony winning role, 16.
Juanita Hall won at the 4th Tonys as Bloody Mary in this World War II set musical. Francois.
What is South Pacific?
Yes.
Teen letter words for 16.
Ascribe human traits to that cute puppy. Emma.
What is anthropomorphize?
Good.
Teen letter words, 1200.
Thinking about the past or an exhibit spanning the career of one artist. Emma.
What is a retrospective?
Yes.
Tony winning roles, 12.
Ali Stroker was the first wheelchair-using winner, playing Ado Annie in a 2019 revival of this Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. Emma.
What is Oklahoma?
Correct.
House painting, 12.
His Christina's World depicts a woman with polio straining toward a farmhouse. James.
It was Wyeth.
Andrew Wyeth, yes.
Painting, 8.
The lithograph of Mount Vernon, seen here, was from this pair, known for their cheap and popular pictures. Francois?
Who are Currier and Ives?
That's it.
Physics for 4.
At Earth's surface, the acceleration produced by this force is about 32 feet per second per second. Emma.
What is gravity?
Correct.
Tony winning rolls 800.
Zero Mostel, Phil Silvers, and Nathan Lane all won Tonys for playing Pseudolus in this funny musical set in Rome. Francois.
What is a funny thing happened on the way to the forum?
Correct.
Teen letter words for eight.
Murawski and Moore developed the implantable one of these medical devices. Clear. Francois.
What is a defibrillator?
That's it.
Teen letter words for four.
Using the ocean itself to describe the crossing from Portugal to Haiti. Francois.
What is cross Atlantic?
No. James.
What is transatlantic?
Yes.
Geography eight.
In the heart of the Silicon Forest, Beaverton is a suburb of this western U.S. metropolis. James.
What is Portland?
Yes.
Geography four.
The highest point on the Canadian Pacific Railway, Kicking Horse Pass, is on the border of Alberta and this province to the west. Emma.
What is British Columbia?
Right.
Lawyers 800.
This lawyer's star rose while repping Stormy Daniels, but fell after he was accused of trying to extort millions from Nike in 2019. His name, quickly forgotten, obviously, Michael Avenatti. Back to you, Emma.
House painting four.
Monet's painting of a residence in Sassenheim, Holland, features a field replete with these flowers. Emma.
What are tulips?
Tulips, correct.
Tony winning rolls four.
Celia Keenan-Bolger won a 2019 Tony as this daughter in To Kill a Mockingbird. James.
With Scout Finch.
Yes, and now the last clue. Straight up, now tell me, you're up for this case of smacking your Chevy into that Subaru and just taking off? Francois?
What is a hit and run?
That's it. And that takes you to 7,800. You are, of course, way off the lead, but this is a two-day total point affair. Final Jeopardy for today's match deals with Old Testament books. Clue in a moment.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Pumpkin beer, coffee beer, now donut beer. The strange brew and the flavors combine to make beer a little sweeter. 300 people murdered and no comment from Mayor Young. Tonight, residents respond to our city leader's silence.
Welcome back. Before we get into final, this tournament has gone on beautifully. And so I want to take a moment to thank Consumer Cellular once again for their help in putting it all together. All right, players, you're dealing with Old Testament books for the final today. And here is the clue that will help you. By Hebrew word count, the longest book bears this name that led to a word for a long complaint or rant. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Well, we start with you. You're in third place. You had $7,800. And you wrote down Ruth. That is incorrect. What was your wager? $6,000. That drops you down to $1,800. Let's go to Emma down there. She had $13,200. Her response was, what is Jeremiah, which led us to the word Jeremiah'd? You are correct, young lady. And you will double your score to $26,400. Now it's over to James. He's smiling. Why? Did he come up with Jeremiah? He did indeed. He has not missed many finals on Jeopardy. How much did he risk? $11,914. That bumps him up to $49,326. These totals, of course, will be added to tomorrow's to determine the champion. So you want to tune in, don't you? I hope so. See you then.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular.